This is the Composer's Datebook for April 18th. I'm John Zeck. In 1882, Brahms completed his second piano concerto, and Wagner introduced his last opera, Parsifal. Gustav Mahler was a promising opera conductor, age 22. Richard Strauss, a young man of 18. Arnold Schoenberg, a lad of 7. And Igor Stravinsky, still a few months away from being born. And on today's date in 1882, a child was born in London to a Polish father and an Irish mother, a baby christened Leopold Bolesławowicz Stanisław Antoni Stokowski. Leopold Stokowski would grow up to become a famous conductor of all those composers' works. For 25 years, Stokowski led the Philadelphia Orchestra in an astonishing variety of music, ranging from his own dramatic symphonic arrangements of the works of J.S. Bach to cutting-edge avant-garde works of Edgar Varèse and dozens of other contemporary composers. He cut a glamorous figure on stage and off, hung out with movie stars, and played himself in a 1937 movie, 100 Men and a Girl. He shook hands with Mickey Mouse in Disney's animated classic, Fantasia, and Bugs Bunny did a devastating Stokowski imitation in a famous Warner Brothers cartoon. For some, his flamboyance was hard to take, but the list of old and new music Stokowski performed before his death in 1977, at the age of 95, remains as impressive as his recorded legacy, which continues to live on now on CD. Get our e-newsletter by signing up at our website, composersdatebook.org. The Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.